Before we talk Iron Pigs, I would have thought that a minus 18 at the Homers and Hackers tournament yesterday would have been enough to win. Were you surprised that it wasn't for your foursome?
No, not because of the past. I mean, there's some cheaters out there, you know. No. You know, I mean, last couple of years, I mean, I think, you know, 22 and 21. So, I mean, new course, everything like that. A lot of fun, though. You know, good cause and certainly, you know, a well-spent day off, just kind of getting an opportunity to play some golf and you know, rest and relax in the afternoon. So it was a nice, well-timed day off.
Was it nice to see, too, a lot of foursomes of some of the players in the clubhouse taking advantage of a chance to get out there and hit the links in a fun way?
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, seeing your team and you know, guys getting up. I'm sure they probably would have preferred maybe a 10 a.m. shotgun start or you know, a 12 o'clock. But, you know, nonetheless, I mean, I think everybody all in fun. I mean, had a lot of fun, I think, along the way. So I just think, you know, they're not very good. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I don't know how they came up with 18 under or something like that themselves. So I think I was referring to them as maybe cheating a little bit or something like that.
Well, I am not good. I was not close to negative 18. But let's go back to Sunday, because we had back-to-back weekends where the team that's trailing us in Rochester wins the first game of a series. You guys then put your foot down, win Saturday and Sunday in Rochester. You win Saturday and Sunday this past week in Lehigh Valley. You've been in that other dugout. Kind of demoralizing for a team that's chasing another to have that happen two weekends in a row?
Well, I think, you know, from that standpoint, you know, I mean, the bats went quiet a little bit. They're there for about three games, and you know, offensively, it wasn't there. You know, now it was not going to happen, you know, and I'm sure we'll have a little stretch coming down, you know, the rest of the way. But it was nice to see the guys respond, nice to see the bats come back. And, you know, and obviously we took advantage of our pitching. You know, we left a couple opportunities out there with a couple nice pitching performances from Buchanan and Vasquez. But at the same time, you know what, we bounced back. You know, felt like we got our mojo back a little bit and, you know, got a little bit of our swagger back and you know, and obviously it paid off by two big wins, because just for the fact that Rochester, you know, is trailing, trying to catch us, and now we end up, you know, winning game two and then win game three, which, you know, really, you know, hopefully hurt, you know, a little bit more, because, you know, I mean, just from our standpoint, now that, you know, they lose a game on us and, you know, as we get closer. So, you know, we got to play in the last five games of the year, and I would imagine it probably comes down to those last five games. But at the same time, you know, we keep playing the ball that we're playing and get the pitching that we're getting. You know, they're keeping us in games and certainly opportunities to win games.
I sound like Captain Obvious here, because the records would indicate you're looking at the two best teams in AAA, the Iron Pigs and the Rail Riders. But is this the only other team that we have seen, in your opinion, that in terms of balance? We have starting pitching, relief pitching, hitting, defense. Rail Riders kind of fit that bill for you?
No question. They've got a talented team. You know, I mean, we played them, and, you know, we were a little bit lucky to face them, you know, the first day, where they didn't have, you know, quite the lineup and obviously the starting pitching. You know, now all of a sudden, you know, facing Green tonight. You know, Sessa in game three and certainly, you know, the guy that we didn't, you know, have very good at bats against and ends in game two. So we got our work cut out for us. No one's going to roll over. No one's going to be giving us anything. So, you know, and certainly we've played these guys pretty close. It's been a good series, you know, to this day. And, you know, obviously, you know, it's someone that we could be facing later on, hopefully in the postseason. Yep.
No doubt about it. We'd face them round one. Speaking of captains, Captain Morgan, when Adam came down, you know, the Phillies said, hey, we want you to get your confidence back. You'd think by the way he's pitched, he's gotten his confidence back. How has he been able to do that?
Well, I think, you know what, having success, you know, it's really tough to get your confidence back at the big league level, because it's times by 10, you know, and obviously everything is blown up. You know, down here it's a little bit under the radar, so to speak, and, you know, not really, but at the same time, you know, it's AAA, and obviously you're going to have a little bit more success here at this level. You know, and sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes it's not necessarily the stuff. Adam Morgan has the stuff. You know, he showed it these last couple outings. It's, you know, about three or four outings in a row where he's starting to back it up. You know what? I mean, I like the way he's throwing. He's still got a little room, to carry over. He's still got some room to improve. But he's making those adjustments and he's working at it. And I see him down there in that bullpen here with David every day. They're down there doing something, just trying to tweak something. And you know what? Obviously, when you have success, it carries over and he's starting to get a little bit of his swagger back.
And what do you expect tonight from Phil Klein?
Well, just to like 7 innings of no hits and no runs, I think, you know, I mean, we got a tough opponent. We're going to have to try to do some things. We're going to have to create some opportunities tonight against, you know, one of their best pitchers. So, you know, obviously, you know, keep a close ball game and you know, see if we can't, you know, get some opportunities, get a couple big hits there and there and play our game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When we do, we're at, 70 and 45, so certainly one of the best stretches for the Iron Pigs in team history. Keep it up.
Yep, it is nice. It's a lot of fun. And you know what? It should even be just as much fun coming down the stretch.